Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Wednesday we bring you interesting and useful news about business and personal finance. The following three articles are from Yahoo Finance. Our first article, Fed rate cuts bets trimmed as Powell says close but not there on inflation. Written by Jennifer Schonberger. A hotter-than-expected inflation reading at the start of 2025 makes it much more likely that the Federal Reserve will keep rates on hold for the foreseeable future, reinforcing a cautionary stance from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. "I would say we're close, but not there on inflation," Powell said Wednesday in an appearance before House lawmakers, citing the new reading released earlier in the day. Markets are adjusting their expectations for what the Fed may do this year, after the latest data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed that the Consumer Price Index rose more than forecast in January, traders reduced their prediction of 2025 rate cuts down to just one, and not until much later in the year. "It really does push the timeline into the second half of the year if things go well," Claudia Sam, chief economist at New Century Advisors and former Fed economist, told Yahoo Finance. On a core basis, which strips out the more volatile costs of food and gas, prices in January climbed 0.4% over the prior month, higher than December's 0.2% monthly gain and the largest monthly rise since April 2023. Core CPI prices also rose 3.3% over last year, marking an uptick from the 3.2% seen in December, which was the first time since July that year-over-year core CPI showed a deceleration in price growth. Fed officials were already predicting a cautious stance in 2025 before today's reading. In December, they predicted two cuts for all of 2025, downgrading a previous estimate of four due to the uncertain path of inflation and concerns about the effect of economic policies from the new Trump administration. Powell reinforced that view in appearances before Senate and House lawmakers Tuesday and Wednesday, saying the Fed can hold rates steady for longer if the economy remains strong and inflation does not continue to move sustainably toward a target of 2%. "We do not need to be in a hurry to adjust our policy stance," Powell said. But the higher inflation reading may heighten pressure on Powell as he navigates the trade policies from the Trump administration that some economists predict will push inflation higher and political calls for rates to go lower from both sides of the aisle. In a social media post on Wednesday, President Donald Trump called for the rates to go lower, although he didn't specify whether he was talking about the Fed's short-term rates or longer-term borrowing costs. "Interest rates should be lowered, something which would go hand in hand with upcoming tariffs. Let's rock and roll, America," he posted. In a separate post, he also said, "Biden, inflation up." Meanwhile, Senate Banking Committee Ranking Member Elizabeth Warren, a Democrat, told Powell Tuesday that she wanted to see rates reduced at the Fed's next meeting in March. "I urge you to move more rapidly to bring down interest rates, beginning with a meaningful rate cut next month," Warren told Powell. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has said the administration is looking to lower long-term borrowing costs via the 10-year Treasury yield and not by targeting the Fed's short-term benchmark interest rate. The yield on the 10-year Treasury moved higher Wednesday on the hotter inflation report. Powell repeatedly on Wednesday declined to speculate on what Trump's trade policies might mean for inflation, arguing that the policymakers need to see what is actually implemented and then assess the impact. "While it's possible that the economy would evolve in ways partly because of tariffs, that we will need to do something with our policy rate, the Fed is reserving judgment until we know what the policies are." Sam, the former Fed economist, told Yahoo Finance, "The central bank is now back to where it was at the start of 2024, needing several months of good data before it can think about lowering rates again. It's not a good way to start things off in 2025, she added. Capital Economist Chief North American Economist Paul Ashworth even said he thinks predictions of one cut in 2025 are too dovish. With tariffs likely to keep core PCE inflation close to or above 3% this year now, the Fed will stand pat for at least the next 12 months. Next, stock market today. Dow, S&P 500, NASDAQ slip as hot inflation data spooks markets. Written by Ryan Hallett, Karen Fryer, and Josh Schaefer. U.S. stocks were largely lower on Wednesday as investors digested a hotter-than-expected January inflation reading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped more than 0.4%, while the benchmark S&P 500 slipped 0.2%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ composite was just above the flat line. The consumer price index out Wednesday showed headline consumer inflation rose more than forecast in January. Core prices, which strip out the more volatile costs of food and gas, reversed the previous month's easing, up 0.4% over last month and 3.3% over last year, with both rates higher than in December. The surprise inflation print pushed back investor bets on interest rate cuts in 2025. As of Wednesday morning, traders were pricing just one interest rate cut after pricing in two for most of the year. The 10-year Treasury yield added 11 basis points to hit 4.64% following the inflation data. Meanwhile, markets are on alert for more policy surprises from Trump, who is expected to announce reciprocal tariffs on many countries before the end of the week. A fresh batch of earnings provided some clues to corporate America's resilience. Kraft Heinz shares slid after the packaged food maker's 2025 profit outlook fell short, but CVS Health stock got a boost as investors welcomed a smaller drop in quarterly profit than expected. On the after-hours docket, Reddit results come amid sky-high Wall Street expectations. Robinhood's report is also in focus after the stock touched a three-year high. And finally, This Week in AI, Musk Bids for OpenAI. Written by Kyle Wiggers. The billionaires are fighting again. On Monday, Elon Musk, the world's richest man, offered to buy the nonprofit that effectively governs OpenAI for $97.4 billion. In response to Musk's offer, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, earlier Monday, authored a cheeky post on X writing, "No thank you, but we will buy Twitter for $9.74 billion if you want." Musk and investors famously purchased Twitter for $44 billion in 2022. Musk's bid, serious or not, may complicate OpenAI's effort to convert to a for-profit public benefit corporation within 2 years. Now, OpenAI's board will have to demonstrate it's not underselling OpenAI's nonprofit by handling the nonprofit's assets, including IP from OpenAI's research, to an insider, e.g. Altman, for a discount. OpenAI could make the case that Musk's bid is a hostile takeover attempt, given that Musk and Altman aren't the best of friends. It could also argue that Musk's offer isn't credible because OpenAI is already in the midst of a restructuring process. Or OpenAI could challenge Musk on whether he has the funds. In a statement Tuesday, Andy Nussbaum, outside counsel representing OpenAI's board, said that Musk's bid doesn't set a value for OpenAI's nonprofit and that the nonprofit is not for sale. Nussbaum added, "Respectfully, it is up to the competitor to decide what is in the best interests of OpenAI's mission." My colleague, Maxwell Zeff, and I wrote a more detailed piece on what to expect in the coming weeks, but guaranteed, Musk's offer, not to mention his ongoing lawsuit against OpenAI over what he claims is fraudulent conduct, promises to make for fierce courtroom brawls. If you want to learn more about Ayers Allais and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back next Wednesday to bring you more helpful news about business and personal finance. I'm Roger Baker.